Indeed he is risen.
Being blind is a horrible thing. None of us would like to be blind, and even the slight worsening of our sight makes us uncomfortable. The blind man is as if cut off from this world. Blindness does not give the opportunity to live a full life in the midst of society. However, today's Word of God can help us to think not just about the physical blindness, but also about our spiritual blindness. If physical blindness is a terrible fate for a person, then spiritual blindness is a downright disaster. It prevents full communion with God. The spiritual blindness is much more dangerous, and only few people are aware of it. What is spiritual blindness? One of priests during his podcast responded, "We are spiritually blind when we hear or read about the truth," he meant gospel, "but do not live according to it." Tough answer. But this answer came from his experience. He asked in his formation class, "What was the last week's gospel and epistle reading about?" No one in a class could answer this question. 6 days afterwards, everyone was in church on Sunday. Everybody listened. Everybody was present. But no one remembered the main point, so to speak. Spiritual blindness prevents us from clearly knowing God's will. On Facebook or social media, we can find all these guys who are searching. What do you even say this? They are searching for the will of God, for their purpose in life. And they go from place to place, person to person. And sometimes, one of the 100 maybe, they'll find their purpose. But most of them, you can see that they are tired, that they are discouraged. But the only place where they didn't even try to find their purpose in their life was in the gospel. Let me give you an example. If you travel to work on regular bus line, example comes from me, because when I was young, when I was fifth grade, I was going to a different city in Slovakia in bus. So you got to know people very well. So we surely get to know these people on the bus line, in the bus, regular passengers. If you have been traveling this way for a long time, then we will greet each other and smile or nod. And it is proper and polite, but nothing more. But then some people are not satisfied with just greeting or just nodding their head. They want to sit next to you. They want to talk to you, get to know you, have a full-on conversation until you get to that destination. Such a person knows the basic truth about that person, and they are in a closer relationship with that person, even if it's just friendship. You can also divide Christians into these similar groups. They travel through life. The first group is traveling through life in the company of the living God. Those in the first group are aware of Him, and treat him politely. They greet him, they visit the church on Sunday, maybe, hopefully, they pray morning and evening, but that's all. That is the end of the relationship. The Christians in the second group are not satisfied with this kind of life. They want to know more about God and to be closer to Him. They start talking to Him more in prayer. They want to know God, and what He's telling them. That's why they take the Holy Scripture and they read it. They read it regularly, every day. Because of that, image of God is growing before their eyes, which is constantly becoming clearer, and which is constantly, which the person gains their sight back. They recognize His great love for people, and they try to respond with the same kind of love towards others. They start to understand the ugliness of their sin, and in the light of God's word, they find the right way to heaven, right path to salvation, as well as strength against any temptation that might be bothering them. We should never be discouraged by anything or anyone to read the Holy Scriptures, even if you do not understand them. Even if we don't understand what Scripture says, we should not give up. But rather, we should ask God for help so we have a deeper understanding of what the Scripture is trying to tell us. Sometimes we have to pray every day, maybe even for half a year, "Lord, give me Holy Spirit so that I can understand Your Word." Believe me, God will answer us if we ask. But we have to be also ready to accept the message into our heart and live it out fully. A few weeks ago, I mentioned that I viewed a documentary on one of the wars. This happens when you become a priest. Everything and everyone becomes an idea for a homily. So be careful. Kidding. So during the war, the young soldier was on the guard duty during night. It was getting dark, and he was sitting at the edge of a ridge, overlooking a couple of main points of intersection and paths. And suddenly he noticed an enemy truck, a field kitchen, making its way through the forest. No one even thought that it would be possible to pass through this kind of certain terrain in the forest, in the path. The field kitchen revealed the way to the enemy's position, or the path to it. And the soldier thought to himself, if this truck with food can go back and pass through, surely the reinforcements and ammunition supplies can follow them too. So he raised the alarm, and this forest section was covered and policed or guarded. The Holy Scripture is the path through which help and strength comes to a Christian, and that the devil knows it. That's why the Holy Scripture is always under such a constant fire. The devil finds thousands of ways for people to revolt against the Holy Scriptures, to turn away from the truth. A person who runs to him, who runs to passions, distractions, stops distinguishing the truth from lie. The person becomes literally spiritually blind. There is some part of this spiritual blindness in each of us, whether we like it or not. But we know a way to get rid of it. Look, a person who reads a book in the evening sits by the light. A Christian who sits by the Gospels, the Holy Scripture, is sitting by Christ, who is the light of the world, who enlightens everything. So we should approach God in prayer. We should approach God in Holy Scriptures, in confession, in Holy Eucharist, so that we may live constantly in His light and truth. So we receive proper prescription so our soul can see the whole beauty that God offered us daily. So let us ask God to give us strength to fight against this spiritual blindness so that we can become as close to Him as possible. So we are able to look at the world in the light of His truth. Christ is risen.